1 week after your new single "Do It" was released. So far, how's the feedback been from the fans? From any critics? Well, you know, what do the people seem to think?
The feedback's been really positive. I mean, people encouraged the message, which was, for me, like, I love this record. I love the sound of the record, but above all, it was something important for me to say. So I've gotten feedback on that, that respect. And I keep hearing, like, Timberlake comparisons or Bruno Mars comparisons, and they're two of, like, the contemporary artists that I hold, like, in the highest regard. So that's been super cool. So it's been exciting. We're just beginning with this single.
Now, could you explain maybe the process that went into creating this record? Because I saw on Instagram you had plenty of studio pics. You had, you know, all sorts of stuff going on there. What made this track different than some of your others?
So the process for this one, this was started pretty synthetically. So I started it with, like, a friend on a laptop, and just pulled up, like, a drum machine and. And then we went into, like, a big, giant studio, and we brought an amazing bass player in, amazing drummer in. And for me, like, I knew I wanted this to be a disco record. I'm hugely influenced by, like, a lot of the late 70s R&B and that sort of Nile Rodgers guitar style. So we pulled in a drummer bassist. We pulled in an amazing guitarist named Clay Sears, who's played with everyone from, you know, Beyonce to Rihanna to Timberlake. He is the man. He's so good. And then, you know, brought him back on singers. So it was really like a big group effort, a lot of people involved in the record. And I wanted it to feel, you know, I was trying to figure out how synthetic or how organic I wanted it to be. And then I think in the end, I wanted a lot of human hands on it because I wanted it to feel like there was love involved and I wanted it to feel celebratory.
Absolutely, and I feel like you definitely get that one. Do It, it's by Cole Redding, and you can check that one out all over different streaming services. Now, you told me before the song obviously came to be, but that you did most of it in Nashville. What kind of influence did that have in making this record?
You know, I don't know how much. One, I'm really happy when I'm in Nashville, so that always plays a part. I'm in a great space when I'm there. But I don't know how much the town musically influenced it. I think what does influence it is you work with amazing, amazing players and in, like, world-class studios. So it's just, like, a great experience. And I think when it's such a good experience, the talent level and, like, the musicality of everything just gets to shine because it's not really bogged down by anything, like, anything else. Everything is running so smoothly.
Yeah, I noticed that when I went to Nashville back in 2017, and I noticed the sense of, like, positivity around there, that everyone, you know, you go into all these different restaurants and bars and there's always someone playing, there's always a band playing, and it always just seemed like everybody was happy there.
Totally. And I think also, like, as far as the music business, you know, it's a hard business. You have a lot of people trying to climb the ladder. But Nashville is one of those, like, rare places where you really have a sense of community. Everyone sort of knows one another. Most people are willing to get someone else's back. I mean, it's really a great place.
Absolutely. And so I saw on Instagram, now a fan asked if Do It was a sort of follow-up to Father Father. Could you maybe elaborate on that possibly?
Yeah, so after Father Father, it was really important for me to provide, like, a hard contrast. So Father Father is a big emotional ballad, and I wanted to show off a different side of my artistry and do something that was up-tempo and was funky and it was positive, just so, like, it gave a well-rounded look in the first two singles at what I'm about and what I'm capable of. I always reference back to, like, one of my big heroes, George Michael, and, like, George Michael was plenty capable of having, like, his one more try and father figure, and then also having freedom and having faith and having all those great up-tempo pop records. So it's important for me to paint, like, a nice, well-rounded picture of myself as an artist.
Absolutely. And now moving forward with Do It, is there going to be a music video coming? Are there going to be any sort of visuals that you're working on?
Yeah, so I'm super excited about the lyric video, which is, like, underway right now. I have a ton of crazy ideas that are, like, loosely based around the world I created on, like, the single cover, which is just, like, colorful and, like, spacey and super vibey. And then a music video will be down the pike. But first we'll have the lyric video, which should be incredibly fun to make and watch.
Yeah, and I've noticed some artists get super creative with lyric videos that pretty much almost look like music videos in their own right, and you don't even realize that there's still another video coming.
That, and for me, like, that's actually really important. I know, you know, lyric videos, I think some artists just look at them as something they have to do now, but for me, like, it should have as much character and should be enough of an entity itself, just like a music video is. So I want to make it, you know, I want to make it have its own life and personality.
Absolutely. Now, touching on a more serious note, like you mentioned to me when we were emailing, trying to get this interview together, that you went through a bit of a health scare this summer. Would you care to talk about that? What happened? You know, how are you now? You know, what all went down?
Sure. So on a positive note, I am great now. So here's a good lesson in listening to your body. I had a couple months at the beginning of the summer where I just did not feel right, like literally just wanted to sleep all the time. And there was a ton of other stuff going on. And I kept going, okay, well, I work hard. Maybe I'm exhausted. Maybe it's allergies. And it turns out, you know, I was in Nashville. We were mixing this single. I got really sick in Nashville. And then for about 12 days, couldn't get out of bed, including my travel day home. Went to the ER at, like, the best hospital in Philadelphia. And it turns out that whole time I have juvenile diabetes, like type 1 diabetes. The same as, let's say, like Nick Jonas. He's probably the most notable person with type 1 diabetes. But when you're diagnosed, you're supposed to be very young. Mm-hmm. You should, you know, I think it's between, like, 7 and 13. I definitely don't want to be corrected on that, but I believe that's the age. So this was, you know, I am in, like, an outlier case of having this autoimmune disease, and it was super unexpected, but I'm out of the hospital. I feel great. It's a completely manageable disease. If anything, I feel really grateful for, like, a second wind, and to, you know, I feel reinvigorated.
Yeah, and I'm very happy to hear that. And diabetes, too, I mean, it's something that has run in my family. My grandfather ended up with type 2 diabetes later on in his life. My father currently has been dealing with type 2 diabetes, and that is true. As long as you know, pinpoint it right away and then get the right, you know, get the proper treatment, as with most, you know, illnesses or ailments, you know, as long as you attack it right away, you know, you can see some greener grass down the road.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and the thing, you know, I had a loose conception of what diabetes was. Type 1 diabetes, you know, I'm a fairly healthy eater, but in theory, I could go eating ice cream all day long. That's not a problem. It's, you know, it's type 1 and type 2. It's funny that they're even called the same thing because the diseases are so different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very, very manageable thing. So if anyone is listening and gets thrown a curveball at some point in their life, I promise you, you'll be fine.
Absolutely. That's good to mention that. We're happy that you're okay. You know, definitely a scary situation there, but the new song comes out. You're on a better path, as you said. Now, working past that, you've got the new song, Do It. Father, still, you know, having some success as well. What else do you have kind of on the, you know, on the horizon, you know, as of new singles, album, you know, what kind of stuff you got going on in the near future?
So we are figuring out a bunch of live dates right now, which I'm really excited to get out and playing with my band and get on the road. And then as far as singles come, we're going to ride Do It for a little while here. But I already have a third single underway, which is so fresh and so cool and very like Michael meets Timberlake. It's just this like cool, like vintage but fresh R&B song. So I'm psyched about that. And then an album will certainly be down the road. I just want to make sure that at each step of my career as I'm just starting, I want to make sure I'm painting like myself in the best light. I don't want to get ahead of myself with anything.
Yeah, because that can always derail someone, is if you put in all the work for a big album right away and it doesn't respond all that well, you almost kind of shoot yourself in the foot there.
Yeah, I would rather quality over quantity right now. I just want to make the right steps and feel really good about each piece of content I'm putting out.
Absolutely. And you mentioned going on, you know, performing at some live gigs. Where are some of those shows going to be?
So we'll probably start in Philly because that's my hometown. And then there are some larger conversations that we're sort of starting to have right now, but there's definitely nothing I can like throw out in the world because nothing is concrete yet.
Okay. I had to ask.
No, you had to ask. I totally get it. You can't hate someone for asking.
For sure. Well, Do It is the new single from Cole Redding. It's 1 week old, so you could celebrate the 1 week anniversary. You could check that out. YouTube, all the different streaming platforms there. And Cole, where can the good people find you at, you know, in this social media age?
So you can find me on Instagram at I am Cole Redding. You can find me on Facebook, Cole Redding. I have a YouTube page, and then, you know, all streaming platforms, Father, Father, and Do It, are up for the world to get.
Awesome. Well, Cole, thank you for the time. Glad you're in good health. You know, thankfully that scare wasn't too bad, and you're in good spirits now. Congrats on the new song. Good luck with everything in the future. Keep up the good work, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, my friend. We definitely will.